This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's looking like this year's corn crop is going to be a biggie. A record harvest is set to come in, and that is just terrible news for corn farmers. Oversupply means underwhelming prices, but there is a backstory to what seems at first blush to be just another setup for just another piece about the laws of supply and demand. Because corn, the biggest crop we have in this country, isn't really food. It's actually a highly refined industrial material, more like aluminum than apples. Marketplace's Dan Weissman starts Corn Economics 101 at an ethanol plant.
Eric Hackmiller is showing me around the ethanol plant he runs, Lincoln Way Energy in Nevada, Iowa. Big buildings, loud noises, and unexpected smells. What's this one?
What you smell is residual CO2 and cooking of very much like a bakery smell.
Yeah, bread baking. And then Hackmiller opens the door to a giant, giant building with a corrugated metal roof.
Oh my gosh.
It's a barn. Inside are these golden mountains, piled up flakes of grain. Every bushel of corn that comes to Lincoln Way Energy, only a third comes out as ethanol. Another third comes out as carbon dioxide, which goes into soda pop. The rest, the fat, fiber, and protein, ends up on one of these piles.
Each pile being about 1,000 tons.
That's one day's worth of this stuff. It's called distiller's grains.
It's good food for cows, chickens, and pigs.
And most important, it's cheap.
For animal feeding, you feed the lowest cost to get the most growth out of the animals. So everything has to price itself into the ration because a cow doesn't say, I'm eating Italian tonight. He's got to eat whatever he gets fed.
And if he's in a feedlot where most cows gain half their body weight, he's probably eating corn, either distiller's grains or the whole kernel. And we are not. We wouldn't recognize it. Chris Edgington has been growing corn for decades. Here's what his corn isn't.
It is not the corn you eat off the cob. It is not the corn that's in the can. It's not the frozen corn that's in the bag. It is not that product.
That product, sweet corn, is a different crop and a lot smaller. Last year, for every pound of sweet corn, U.S. farmers grew more than 250 pounds of field corn, which goes to farm animals. If you are what you eat, they are, more than anything else, corn. So when we eat a ham and cheese omelet, that's mostly corn. Joseph Glauber is chief economist of the United States Department of Agriculture.
It's a fairly small component of other foods. I mean, people look at things like high fructose corn syrup, but...
You know how much of the corn crop goes to corn syrup? 3.5%. A little less than that goes to other sugars plus alcohol for vodka. Actual corn-type food, Doritos, Jiffy cornbread mix, cornflakes... That's 1.5% of the corn crop. And for stuff we eat and drink, that's about it. Other than as a low-cost ration for animals, the big use for corn is ethanol. And ethanol has been booming since 2000. There's 8 times as much now. That's been great for corn farmers because they have so much corn to get rid of. Monty Shaw runs the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. That's the state's ethanol lobby.
The joke in farm country has always been that, you know, if you give a farmer a market, he'll overproduce it. And quite frankly, for over 200 years, that's been pretty true, except for these last 8 years, when ethanol sucked up that extra corn production.
Extra production is not 1 year's bumper crop. And it's not just the extra acres that got planted after the ethanol boom. It is a long-term constant. Productivity, the yield from 1 acre of cornfield, has been ratcheting up for decades and decades. So 2012, terrible drought. Worst yields in more than 15 years, productivity was more than twice as high as any year before 1960, which puts the whole food versus fuel thing in a new light. We plant more than 90 million acres of corn, and it's in huge surplus, and it's not even food. What if we planted actual food instead? Bruce Babcock is a corn economist at Iowa State.
Our ability to supply the world with vegetables is practically unlimited.
Take corn, add in other giant crops that basically just feed animals, soybeans, looking at you, and 2/3 of U.S. farmland goes to animal feed. We all go vegan and...
There would be such a surplus of farmland in the United States to grow kumquats and pecans that we'd be awash in those in a heartbeat.
The U.N. says we'll have 10 billion people on Earth by 2100. Could we feed them?
We would have more land available for the 10 billion than they would know what to do with.
But we don't. Thank markets.
That's not what consumers want. As they get more money, they want to eat meat.
So farmers plant corn. In Iowa, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.